In just a minute, Carl reminisces about his favorite old game show, What's My Rhyme? Yeah, we're getting down there, don't you think? It's our listener Lubric challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, as you know, the expression on Mona Lisa's face has long been a subject of intrigue to art lovers. Well, after close analysis, an Italian doctor believes he knows what her smile is all about. What does he say is the secret behind the Mona Lisa's smile?
Okay, I know the answer to this, but just before I give the answer, I just want to say I hate these stories. Every year, usually at a slow news time, somebody comes out with some answer to the Mona Lisa thing.
Right, right, right.
Ugh, I hate
it. True.
This one, this particular yokel, says it's high cholesterol.
You're right. That's his theory. He was speaking at a conference in Florence, and pathologist Dr. DeVito Franco said that the glint in Mona Lisa's eyes is due to a buildup of fatty acids under her skin. He also sees evidence of subcutaneous lipomas, that's little fat balls in her hands. Sounds nuts, but when you think about it, her smile does betray the sublime contentment that can only come from slamming down a couple of pounds of bacon. Now, Dr. Franco has turned his attention to other great works of art. He determined that many of Rubens' subjects had thyroid disorders, and that Michelangelo's David had recently been bathing in cold water.
Was that look in her? I thought it was her eyes. They were saying. I thought it had something to do with like, not her eyes, but her smile. He was saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, her smile and her sort of facial expression in general. He thought was characteristic of somebody with high cholesterol.
But if that had been the case, so what?
Well, now.
What do you mean, so what? It's the pursuit of knowledge, Paula. We need to know this stuff.
Now we know that Leonardo da Vinci was such a good painter that you can tell as much from a painting of his as from a CAT scan.
Might be cheaper. You know, that's a really great idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the escalating healthcare costs, just go to an artist. You know, can you have lunch? No, I'm being painted. Because I got a pain right here.
But my health insurance only covers an impressionistic artist. So I'm going to have one eye move to the other side of my head.
My health insurance only covers a graffiti artist.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile.